I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here at DDP Radio at ddpradio.com. As always, my name is... I can be found over at mike@90%.com. And per usual, I am graced by the presence of the one, the only, Stacey Morris from stacymorris.com. Stacey Morris, a straight-up DDP Yoga OG. I sound so lame when I say that.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. See, this cool, and you can teach talent, you can teach skill, but you can't teach cool. And me calling you an OG just sounds so uncool.
Yeah, it does.
And of course, anchoring this ship, steering this ship, and eventually crashing into an iceberg, he is the low pan to my jerk, Jack Burton. Ladies and gentlemen, the DDP Yoga supervillain, Robert McLaren, is on DDP Radio. What is up, my brother?
Oh, not much. Just the usual DDP Radio stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, exactly.
Which you have triumphantly overcome once again.
Yes, and I will probably cause it again next week and then overcome it as well.
Yeah, Robert's been having a little bit of trouble with his system. He got a new system put together. But like he's like MacGyver with like a bomb countdown. Like there's 10 minutes left on the bomb, 10 minutes till DDP Radio. And Robert's there with a stick of chewing gum and a cigarette lighter, and he mangles things together and ends up working with like 3 seconds left to go and saves the day. Or blows us all to pieces, either way.
Yes, well, I use duct tape a lot, too.
Yes, exactly. it's going to be a fun show tonight. It's going to be a really fun show, as tonight, in just a few moments, we are going to be joined by a man who he's been at the DDP Yoga Retreat for the past couple years. I first met him at the first retreat. He is a very accomplished artist and graphic designer, as well as a DDP Yoga warrior. We have Brian Duran on the phone. In just a few seconds, not Brian Duran. There was a typo in the promo this week, which was probably my fault, but it's Duran, not Duran. We've got him coming in today, and it's going to be a really fun show. And we're going to tell you where you can actually buy one of Brian's pieces of work that is available on ddpyoga.com, signed by Diamond Dallas Page himself. He's a very accomplished artist, and we're going to talk to him in just a moment. But first things first, I want to put over the latest and greatest workshop. We got a really fun workshop coming to DDP Yoga as DDP Yoga heads to Maryland, Timonium, Maryland, October 3rd, 2015. It's being hosted by Life Med Institute. It's on 15 West Aylesbury Road in Timonium, Maryland. It's going to be a really fun time. It's the Inspiration Meets Perspiration workshop, and I know... Brian's been to him, Robert's been to him, Stacey's been to him, I've been to him. There's nothing like a DDP Yoga workshop. You go in there and you just gain this wealth of knowledge and inspiration and passion that you didn't come in with, and you leave ready to take on the world. So you really want to check out that workshop. It's coming up. It's October. It's less than 2 months away, mm-hmm. Hosted by Life Med Institute in Timonium, Maryland. So be there. It's going to be a really fun time. And we got a couple other ones a little further out on the horizon. The East Coast Double Shot Workshop is at Pure Yoga That's January 8th, 2016, and January 9th, 2016. And that is in New York City. And we've been there a couple times now, and it's always a great time. And Dallas really enjoys going over there to Pure Yoga, and he's been several times, and I'm sure he'll be back again. So you definitely want to check that out as well. And last but not least, we've got the DDP Yoga Inspiration Meets Perspiration 2 workshop in Newport, Rhode Island. That's going to be happening on June 10th, 2016. And I'm sure all my East Coast friends, Kat Arnett, throwing a quick shout out to you and Ava, Steve Langer, so I'm sure he's going to be there, the Boston Bad Boy. All my East Coast buddies are going to be heading over to Newport, Rhode Island for the DDP Yoga Inspiration Meets Perspiration 2 workshop. And for more information on all upcoming workshops and where you can get up and close and personal and sweat with a bunch of DDP Yoga warriors stanking up the room, you can head over to ddpyogaworkshops.com for all your information. And not to forget, the DDP Yoga workshop retreat, shall I say, is coming part two, October of 2015. We had part one in July. Part two is happening in October. There's limited space left. So you definitely want to get on that as soon as you can. It's over at ddpyogaretreat.com, and it's always an amazing time. And our guest was actually just coming back from the DDP Yoga Retreat a couple of weeks ago. We're going to get his thoughts and take on it as well. But ddpyogaretreat.com for all your information on the DDP Yoga Retreat and future retreats, which every single one of us in this show right now has been to one, and we'll give you a rundown when Brian gets on the show. But without any further ado, we'd like to bring him on. This guy, like I said, I first met him at the DDP Yoga Retreat last year, and he's crushing it right now as a member of Team DDP Yoga. You might know him as he called in this past week on our tribute to Rowdy Roddy Piper, and we talked to him last week. I was really excited to get him on the show. He is a very accomplished artist who has had pieces commissioned by the boss man himself, DDP. And we'll tell you how to order some of those, autographed by Diamond Dallas Page and Brian himself. We got a lot to talk about this week, so let's get started. Welcome to the show, Brian Duran. Hello, Brian.
Cool. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, very excited to have you, man. And real quick, I want to talk to you about this just to kick off the show. This has nothing to do with DDP Yoga, but you called in last week for our Rowdy Roddy Piper tribute show. And since then, Dallas has tweeted out the picture that you did, the tribute picture to of Rowdy Roddy Piper, and what a phenomenal job you did. That's amazing piece of work, brother.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much. I really I appreciate it, but also it was a real passion project for me because Piper was a huge influence on me growing up. I think if it wasn't for Roddy Piper smashing the coconut over Jimmy Snuka's head, that was like what sucked me into wrestling when I was about, 13 years old. That was like the perfect age for it. And it was like, I just could not take my eyes off that guy. And, there were times, like as I got older, I kind of got out of wrestling a little bit, but Piper was always one of those guys that if I saw him on, I would just like tune into it. And I followed his whole career and just really had a lot of love for the guy and just respect for him as a performer. I think he was, didn't get his due in some cases, for being just as big as Hulk Hogan or the catalyst, that without Roddy Piper, there wouldn't have been, Hulk Hogan breaking through the way he did. And so like once, I talked to Dallas about doing a tribute piece for him, I started watching tons of his old footage and things like that and really reminiscing and tried to bring a lot of the stuff that inspired me about him into the piece. You'll see that he's holding a coconut, and he was giving after he got in the feud with Jimmy Snuka. He started doing the Jimmy Snuka "I love you" sign in kind of a mocking way. But I thought for me, like if he's sending himself off, giving like a more sincere "I love you," and he's got the coconut and the bagpipes, of course, which is just iconic for him.
That's awesome. And I will throw a link over to that, the tweet that Dallas put out. And you've done a couple pieces for him. And I want to talk about this real quick. You did the Dusty Rhodes piece for Dallas, which was just another amazing piece. And you can tell when someone does commercial art, they're paid to make a logo or design. They put a lot of passion in it. But when they're inspired by something like something you grew up with as a childhood, and you find inspiration, you know, personally, not just a paid piece. You can tell there's a lot of passion that goes into something like that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, day to day I do more graphic design work, and I'm passionate about that, but if somebody tells me they don't like the color that I used here, okay, I can make it a different color. But, like, I feel like with illustration, you pour so much more of yourself into it. You know, you're making it look that way because you think it looks great, or you're trying to make it look great. And, you know, Dusty was another guy that was a huge influence. After getting into WWF as a kid, I started watching NWA on the Superstation. And it was during, like, the prime Dusty Rhodes, Four Horsemen era. And, you know, just loved all that stuff. And, you know, kind of as I've gotten older, I've gotten back into it and, like, watching some of the DVD sets and stuff. And I've got the Dusty one and the Piper one. And so, I mean, when Dusty passed, and knowing how close he was to Dallas, I just felt like, you know, I would love to do a tribute of him anyway, but to be able to do it for Dallas that he can share with his fans. And it's just a real special feeling. And it really did, you know, I really tried to bring a lot of passion to it. I really did care a lot about it.
And one more thing, and it must be cool to have someone like DDP, who I'm sure you watched when you were younger, you know, trust you enough to immortalize his idols and his friends and his muses in this business in such a way and so forth, that he actually commissioned you to do a piece for him, which is entitled Goals, which is available over at ddpyoga.com. There's a big print of this poster that Brian did, and it's of Diamond Dallas Page holding up the world title, and it's titled Goals, and Dallas and Brian has both signed this poster, and it is available over at ddpyoga.com in the merchandise picture, in the merchandise section. But it's pretty cool to have someone, you know, like Dallas, who's you know, has access to the best designers, the best artists in the world, to say, this guy is a guy I want to, you know, represent me and do something like that.
Yeah, it really is. And I'll be honest, I struggle with confidence from time to time and, you know, anxiety, things like that. But just I reach a certain point where I just kind of say, screw it. And, you know, kind of put myself out there in that way. And I had when I went to the first retreat that I went to in 2014, I had just come off a really cool piece that I did for Jim Leland, who had retired for the Detroit Tigers. And they did a Jim Leland day at Comerica Park before the game. And my painting was out on home plate with a blanket over it. And Justin Verlander and Miguel Cabrera actually unveiled it for Jim Leland. And we were in the crowd, and, you know, I was just hoping they wouldn't boo when they unveiled it. But it was a pretty cool moment. I was there with my family and stuff. And so I had that, you know, had happened just before that. And so that was something that I just had on my phone. And when we were at the retreat, I just showed it to Dallas and said, you know, I'd love to do a painting for you. And he's, you know, just basically said, hit me up when we get back home and, you know, we'll see what happens. And he called me up one day and just said, hey, I'd love to get a painting for the Performance Center of him sort of winning the title for the first time. And, you know, he's got that famous picture that, you know, of him hoisting up the belt. But I didn't want to just do a replication of that photo that everybody had seen. So I started watching a lot of footage of him and, you know, tried to find different shots of him. But really the thing for me was just to try to capture the energy of it. And for me, it was like, I've been setting goals in DDP yoga and like just, you know, accomplishing them one at a time and sort of baby steps. And like doing the painting was like completely running concurrently with setting my personal goals. And the two sort of could feed off each other. And I think that's something that people can really take back for what they do too. You know, like whatever it is you're doing, you know, the things you learn in DDP yoga about, you know, some of the confidence and setting small goals and achieving them, you know, that you can put into your everyday life. And so that's, the painting was like an embodiment of that to me. And that's why I called it Goals. I was setting my goals, but this was also the culmination of Dallas hitting his goal to become the world champ.
That's an amazing story, and you are so talented. I was and doing some prep for the shows, checking out your website today, which we will tell people how to find in just a few minutes. But you've got so many, you know, cool pieces from straight up, you know, mathematical pieces to this abstract, you know, crazy, weird stuff, which I love. But to get into your DDP yoga career a little bit, your journey in DDP yoga, you know, what is your origins of DDP yoga? How did you get hooked up and start doing the program? I know you said the retreat was your first kind of really diving into it full force, but, you know, how did you get hooked up and how did you start your DDP yoga journey?
Yeah, well, I think the retreat really kicked it up to the next level, but there was kind of a lead up to get to that point. And I touched on it a little bit, but depression, anxiety, panic attacks, things like that run in my family. And we were living with my mom for quite a long time. She had a lot of health problems, my wife Heather and I. And she had muscular dystrophy, and she was also very obese, and she was basically bedbound. And we, you know, lived with her and tried to help her as much as we could over the course of 9 years. And then finally in December 2012, you know, her body just kind of gave out and, you know, she passed away. And, you know, like there's all different kinds of ways of dealing with something like that. And I thought I was dealing with it, you know, to a certain extent, but the signs just kind of kept coming up that I wasn't really dealing with it all the way. And I was kind of on a downhill slide and, you know, my weight was creeping up. And I'll tell you another thing. I was a big fan of Louis C.K. and his comedy at the time. And Louis, part of his routines, he would say, you know, I'm 41 years old and, you know, kind of pointing out his paunch and saying, this is as good as my body's going to be from here. You know, it's all just downhill from here. And I think I was kind of buying into that to a certain extent. And, you know, I think I was 42 at the time, and 42, I was worse than 41, et cetera. And I just felt like it was a downhill slide, and you could probably guess where I'm going, but it was then that the Arthur video started making rounds again. And, I watched it and, you know, really got me right away. And I hadn't seen Dallas that much in his career because I wasn't really watching that much in that era, but I definitely knew who he was. And, you know, so I kind of looked into the program, but, you know, it was kind of a slow build. And, you know, still kind of, I was just spending a lot of time on the couch. I wasn't exercising and just, I was kind of turning into a slug. You know, I got up around 275. I stopped weighing myself at a certain point. And I think the thing that actually put me over the top, and again, it goes back to being a wrestling fan as a kid, was seeing the Real Sports segment that they did with Jake the Snake Roberts and Scott Hall and DDP, and just knowing everything that Jake had been through and Scott had been through, particularly Jake. I mean, I'd seen, you know, I don't know if it's, we're not allowed to say Beyond the Mat here, but I'd seen Beyond the Mat and just seen that this guy's got real problems. You know, comparatively, you know, I'm depressed and I'm gaining weight and I don't know how this is going to go, but if this can work for this guy, well, it's got to be able to work for me. And I asked my wife to order it for me for Black Friday that year, and got it for a Christmas present. And she and I both started doing it together. But it wasn't like it was just like shot out of a cannon. I see people on the DDP Yoga Facebook page and stuff where they just hit it so hard right off the bat. And I'm totally envious of that, because for me, I was just kind of like breaking out of that sort of like my metabolism was slow. I had no energy, and it just took a while to start building that momentum. And I think it was probably around February of that year that we happened to stumble across a video for the retreat. And my wife and I were interested in taking a vacation anyway. And we said, well, maybe this would be a great way to sort of take it to the next level and be a great check-in point for us. You know, we got a few months before it, so we could just kind of work hard before that and take it from there.
But Brian, I love what you said about, you know, your process. You felt, you know, you wished it had been different, but I think a lot of people, everyone's is unique, first of all, and a lot of people do start slow, so to speak, because, you know, sometimes there's a lot to recover from. you know, and you just don't shoot out of the gate all the time. And that's completely valid. And I know you went on to drop, was it 40 pounds from doing the workouts?
Yeah, and that that was kind of a slow build as well. But I think it was, you know, when we went to the retreat, we didn't really know anybody. I had talked to Robert a little bit, and he was really cool. But other than just brief conversations there, we didn't know anybody. And we didn't really know what to expect either. And it was like, people were so warm and friendly. It was just like welcome, you know, welcoming us like family. And just, I mean, they were so wonderful. And just meeting all the people, like seeing the people out of the videos, you know, Arthur was there and he was amazing. And, you know, Jimbo and just all these people. But then the level one instructors, I think at that time there was only 8 level one instructors, if I'm not mistaken. And so most of them were there. And just kind of getting exposed to them and seeing what they were doing and stuff. And when I see something like that, and knowing where I'm at now, I was more athletic when I was in my 20s and stuff and played sports and whatnot. But when I see those guys, that's where I want to be, you know, and I wasn't there yet. But just being around everybody and feeling all that positive energy, we came out of there so much more fired up when we got home. We hadn't really addressed our eating that much, and we completely changed the way we were eating. We didn't go like full gluten-free or dairy-free, but we did go completely organic, and trying to go grass-fed with all our meats and just cut out all the processed stuff, and have done a pretty good job there. But also the workouts kind of kicked up to the next level there as well. And so like right around that time, you know, was when, Dallas, you know, we talked about doing the painting for him, and there was another workshop coming up at Funk Fitness in Michigan, and that's not too far from us. And so I made my goal to finish the painting for Dallas when he came to the workshop, as well as hit my weight goal, which was 235. And that was what I did. I hit the weight goal and had the painting finished. And you know, it's just a really, really good feeling, you know, and you can
that
ride up
that.
That
must have felt amazing.
Yeah, it,
so many,
it really did.
So many people, you talked earlier about, you know, you had the punch in the belly and getting older and kind of just like, well, that's the way things happen. And that's such a mentality that so many people have. They act like as you get older, it's to be accepted that your quality of life is going to go down. You're going to start hurting more. You're going to start gaining weight. You're going to be unhealthy. You're going to be unhappy. People accept that as natural progression in life. When people don't realize that it doesn't necessarily have to be that way, and it's not supposed to be that way. If you look at Dallas and think to yourself, you know, with all that Dallas has done in the ring throughout his year to beat the beat the hell out of his body, if he didn't take control of things when he did, he probably would have been worse off than most of the guys in the business right now. But he took it and ran with it with the ball. And Brian,
I think
I know,
the first. He'd be the first to say that that is a cop out. You know, just because you're getting older, you have to decline.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brian, I see you're a tall guy. You're tall, correct? I've met you in person.
Yeah,
you're pretty tall.
I'm about 6'7".
Yeah, you're 6'7". That's pretty tall. And, you know, a lot of those big guys, you know, tall guys end up having problems with their knees and their joints. And I know a lot of guys who are pretty big guys from my time in the wrestling business that, you know, not just because of the business, but just because of gravity and life that, you know, your knees and your ankles and your legs and back start, you know, screwing up on you when you're a tall guy. And to take advantage of that while you're still young and before all that happens, you know, it's going to make a big difference in your life when you're older. And that's something to be said for anybody who's, you know, above 6'3", 6'4", 6'5".
Right, right. And it's kind of a dark outlook that I had, but to bring this up too, my father passed away when I was 19, he was in Vietnam and he was exposed to Agent Orange and he ended up getting cancer and dying at 47. And I've always had a bit of a fatalistic outlook that 47, you know, probably, I don't know if I'll make it past 47, you know, and it's only been in the past few years that I realized, yeah, I'm going to make it past it. And now I can say that at 43, I was in better shape than I was at 42, and 44, I'm in better shape than I was going to be at 43. And hopefully 45 is going to keep going on the same trend. And like you said, I mean, there's no better example of that than Dallas. I mean, he's 15 years older than me, and just I just can't believe all the things he can do. I mean, it just blows me away completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, and what I found so interesting about your story was you said it helped you. The DDP yoga helped you through the depression of losing your mom. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because it does affect your psyche and your mood level too.
Yeah, I really feel like, you know, the mind-body connection there, they're so interlinked. And I think that I had just become so inactive and I was becoming more and more unhappy. And once you kind of hit that point, you know, I was comfort eating and, you know, at the time I would really enjoy it, but the longer term feeling was more of just, you know, this is getting really bad. And, you know, that was just something that, for me, like just getting off the couch and doing a workout, like no matter how short it was or, you know, what I could do at the time, it made me think twice about what I was going to eat after that. Like, I'm not going to just like destroy a bag of Doritos after I, you know, spent the past half hour working out, which is something I might have done mm-hmm. before that point. So that's for me, that was the biggest thing is that, just stopping the negative momentum in my life. I really do believe in momentum. You're either moving forward or you're kind of on a back downhill slide. And I just had to get that momentum going back in a positive direction like that.
And I know you're pretty busy and you're actually work for the Detroit Red Wings. Is that correct?
Yeah. My main day job is I'm a creative director for Olympia Entertainment and the Detroit Red Wings. And so, you know, it's a really cool job that, you know, I've worked, you know, in my career too. I've like had moments where it's taken a while to kind of get up and running, but I've been really fortunate in my career to have a good job. You know, it's kind of a stressful job. I manage a department of people and stuff, but we do like all the creative and advertising for the Red Wings. And so anything you see on like their website and stuff like that, or ticket art or game programs would be stuff that my team does.
And that's where I started talking. And that was a while ago.
Yeah. And that's what, I think that was what our conversation started as, Robert. I said, man, if I'm coming to this retreat, it'd be really cool to get Dallas to put on a Red Wings shirt. And he was kind enough to do
that.
That's
right. That's right.
Yeah. And he, we posted that on our social media and I remember it got like 4,000 likes and stuff. And, I think that probably helped him a little bit, made him realize I was not just a like trash talker or something, or, you know, a total kook that once he saw it out there and, you know, circulating and stuff. But I do that, and then I also teach at the College for Creative Studies, which is where I went to school, in the illustration program there. And that's really, really a wonderful way for me to kind of keep young and keep seeing what the kids are doing these days. And even I would say, you know, I personally, like, I've always had a public speaking phobia, and just have been trying to work through that. Teaching has helped that, but also like just doing the DDP yoga and then signing up for the level one program. I mean, I'm just getting up in front of people more and more often. A couple of years ago, I would not have been able to do this call. I would have totally just avoided it. And so, I mean, everything like this, you know, I just try to take it and savor it and be like, you know what, you couldn't do that before. So build off that and try to keep that positive momentum going.
It's true. It spills into other areas of your life. And I would think now coworkers must notice differences in you. I mean, are people noticing?
Oh, yeah. And it's funny because when I signed up for the level one certification program, my wife's been great. Heather does the yoga with me and stuff. And, you know, she doesn't want to be certified or anything like that, but she's very supportive and does the workouts and stuff with me. But she was actually recruiting students for me before my class even existed. And so, like, I had all these people that were ready just for when I was going to start teaching. that wanted to come over to the house and take my quote unquote class that didn't exist, but now it does. And I'm doing that two nights a week, and it's been really cool.
And you had mentioned last week on our Roddy Piper tribute show, which we had a great response of, by the way. I got a lot of people messaging us on Facebook who enjoyed that show thoroughly. But you had messaged me, you had told me on the show last week that you weren't sure that you could get up there and teach a class full of people. And you had a great conversation with Dallas, where Dallas kind of likened it to the Roddy Piper story, how Roddy is the most, you know, quiet, you know, gentle, low-key kind of person in the world, but has that ability to turn it on when he needs to do so. And that was the original catalyst of getting you to sign up, realizing that you could actually have that low-key mentality and then, you know, turn it on when needed.
Right, right. It really was. It resonated with me because I was such
a Piper
fan. Yes, absolutely. Being such a big Piper fan, and then I was talking to Dallas about the painting at the time. We were kind of going back and forth on that a little bit, and he's like, bro, you got to take it to the next level, man. You got to sign up for level one. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'd like to, but I just don't know about, like, being up at the front yelling out, you know, diamond cutters to everybody. You know, it just, I didn't know that it would necessarily fit my personality type. And that's when he told that story about Roddy Piper and just how he would be just the most quiet guy in the room, but just put a microphone in his hand and he would just light up. And I can feel that, you know, I can feel that coming on, and not that I'm cutting promos or anything like that, but I've been doing some teaching at Funk Fitness. Craig Funk, who's my mentor in the program, has been letting me teach one of his classes. And
that's a good mentor to have.
It's awesome. He is the beast. So yeah, he's been fantastic, and I can't say enough good things about him. And Funk Fitness, if you're in the Michigan area, you should check it out. Good place.
Yeah, we've had several workshops at Trunk Fitness, and Craig Trunk is just an amazing guy. I highly recommend, if you're in the area, to check him out.
Yeah, he does some incredible stuff, and he doesn't he does DDP yoga. I don't want to say just DDP yoga, but he does kettlebells and jujitsu, and just, yeah, he is the beast. I try to keep him on my good side. Yeah, I've seen some videos. Be like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to ever double cross Craig Funk.
Oh, no.
But I was just going to say that, you know, I've been teaching on Saturdays there, and I can just slowly feel the confidence, you know, that I'm not, like, self-conscious about it anymore, that I'm just kind of having fun with it and making it my own, you know, which I think you have to do. I think if I try to do it just like DDP or just like, you know, Christina or somebody like that, it wouldn't be me, but I think I'm finding my own voice with it, which is a pretty cool thing.
And being like an instructor or any kind of public speaker or in the public eye where you're standing in front of a group of people, it requires some kind of performance. And to learn to perform like that is a skill, and it's a talent that it's like a muscle you need to work out and develop over time. And having that performance aspect of thing where you need to be on no matter what. And Dallas is one of those guys who is just a complete professional. I've seen him in the car, barely able to keep his eyes open, dead tired, you know, just burnt out. And then as soon as he goes into that interview, or as soon as the fan stops him on the street, it's like a switch goes on, and he goes into that mode where he's on and engaging and can have a conversation and just give someone the biggest smile in the world. And that's a true professional, which is an aspect of the performance side of DDP yoga instructing that people don't understand. That I don't care how bad your day is, how tired you are, how dead to the world you are, as soon as you step onto that stage and start doing your workouts, you need to have an energy about you. And it really is a skill. And so when you say you're not a public persona, or you're not good with public speaking, it's something that needs to be developed just like any other kind of skill. And the more you do it, the more comfortable you're going to get behind that role.
Yeah, absolutely. And even another small, it's not a small thing in the program, but just being taught the breathing the way that he does. The breathing has been a huge thing in my life. Like, I mean, if I have to give a presentation at work or something like that, I'm taking my deep yoga breaths before that. And, you know, it just helps so much, even for this call. You know, I did a couple of yoga breaths, and I talked to Dallas about it at the retreat. You know, about like when he does it, and it's like anytime he's in a situation like that, you know, he'll try to really get those deep belly breaths just to make sure that oxygen is flowing, and you know, so you're going to be on the top of your game.
and some people look at the breathing part of things as kind of like, yeah, and they kind of, you know, some people skip that kind of, that part of the program. And, you know, you talked about yourself with anxiety issues, and I don't tell many people this because I just, it doesn't come up. But, you know, about a year and a half ago, I started developing symptoms of physical anxiety to the point where I actually went to the hospital thinking I was having a heart attack, which the weird thing is my life was going phenomenal. I was happy. I was content. Things were awesome. I had a great girlfriend. I had a great job. I was literally and completely happy in my life. And these things started coming out of nowhere for no reason, and I didn't know why. And my doctor wanted to put me on all kinds of medications and stuff like that. And I said, no, I'm good. I don't need the medication. I don't want the medication. I'll find a way through it. And the thing that helped me through it is I started watching the DDP yoga breathing techniques, and I started doing them, and I started memorizing them. And when I'm laying in bed is a lot of time when I'll get the anxiety symptoms, and they come out of nowhere, like literally nowhere. Like I'll be the happiest, you know, go lucky person of part of my day, and they'll just come on like that. And the breathing techniques really help me manage that when those symptoms come on. And, you know, as someone who has dealt with anxiety, and I know we have so many members of DDP Yoga that have anxiety issues and depression issues, study those breathing techniques. They will change your world with your anxiety issues.
Yeah, and I feel like if, and Dallas says this, I can't remember exactly where I heard it, but if you can control your breath, you know, you could control most of the situation or your reaction to the situation. It's as soon as you forget to breathe. That's been my problem in the past, is that I would forget to breathe and I'd kind of run out of breath and, you know, it would kind of go downhill from there. But it's a huge factor.
And, Brian, we usually have people on for like about 30 minutes or so to start the show, but will you stay on with us for another 15? We're really enjoying the conversation. I know you're not used to public speaking, but if you want to stay on for a little longer, we'd love to have you.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
So I want to play over your website real quick. BrianDuren.com, BrianDuren.com. He's got all kinds of his artwork up there and stuff, and it's really cool stuff. Like I said, some real abstract, like weird stuff, which I'm really into. And if you want to check out his signed Diamond Dallas page, signed by both Brian and Dallas, it's called Goals. It's the DDP Yoga Inspirational Poster. It's over at ddpyoga.com. If you're in the chat right now, I put a link up to it right there. But it's a really phenomenal piece, and you guys definitely want to check that out. And Brian, I know we've talked about what got you to DDP Yoga and what was the catalyst of getting you over the hump. And let me just say real quick that you talked about the DDP Yoga retreat being the step that actually put you over. And if anyone's thinking about going to the October retreat, people ask me all the time. I'm not really super involved right now. I'm kind of just wading my way into it. You know, is it going to be too much for me? People like Brian, there's so many stories like that, that people finally got it when they went to the DDP Yoga retreat and pushed them over the edge. The first retreat I went to, my girlfriend Katie, who would do the workouts here and there, but when she finally went to the retreat, it finally put her over that edge where she was kind of really understood everything and met some amazing people. So if you get a chance, head over to the October retreat. If you're even just on the fence or you're just kind of wading your way into the water, it really is just a way to immerse yourself in the DDP Yoga culture and will get you where you want to be in your inspiration and put you over the edge. So when you come home, you'll be more than ready. But we talked about Brian's origins of DDP Yoga, and some people find the hardest part of DDP Yoga is once you get to where you want to be physically or, you know, health-wise, you know, what do you find for inspiration after that? What are your long-term inspiration goals? What do you hope to achieve here out from now on?
Well, I mean, I still think I have a little ways to go physically. You know, I think I can get stronger, and, you know, I still am carrying a little bit of my championship belt around the middle, as I like to call it. And I still, you know, slip up from time to time. I've like backtracked a little bit and I got a few pounds that I got to work back off. But really for me, like, so after doing all these things, I think, getting into the level one program, I didn't even know necessarily that I wanted to teach. You know, I think now that I'm into it, I probably will, but, it just was a way to sort of take the program to the next level. And, you know, that was, after being around it quite a bit and being at the first retreat, which was amazing. I would say, with no exaggeration, the first retreat was a life-changing experience. like it really did change our lives and our outlook on things, and all in a positive way. But the second one, for having signed up for the level one program, and to be able to, the way they embrace you as one of the level one people in the program, not certified yet. I mean, it's all the certified instructors who are up there teaching. But anytime there was like a lesson or a photo opportunity where Dallas would talk to the level ones, they would call me right over and bring me right in. And it was just freaking amazing, you know, and it's just it's incredible. It starts with Dallas, but just how personable and warm people are in the program. And that leads me to another point. Just after going to the first retreat, that was kind of when I got into like the Facebook page and things like that. And the Facebook page and just being able to interact there has been another thing that just keeps me engaged every day. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, being able to jump in and give somebody some words of encouragement, or it could be something I need some words of encouragement, or, you know, I'm still insecure. I need to put something out there and say, hey, you're looking good. You know, and that'll keep you going a little bit. But the Facebook pages, and there's several of them, but they're all phenomenal.
It's so amazing. It really is a melting pot. And, you know, you being an artist and Robert being a web guy and Stacy being a writer and me being a radio guy, that's just four people in the community. It's just such a melting pot of so many people of different backgrounds and talents and socially, politically, just so many different people that all come together for one common purpose. I have friends that I hold dear in the DDP yoga community that I don't agree with socially, you know, personally, politically, but we all come together. We find that one common bond that, and we help each other and push each other through hard times and things like that. And it's just an amazing, you know, unique experience that so many different people can find something so simple and so common to bond them.
Yep. And even just the fact that, you know, the people who are working on getting certified offering up the Google Plus Hangouts where they'll teach the level one workout. That was another thing. I started doing those with numerous people like Travis Roberts and Jesse Ruggieri and Audrey Lee, Kristen Peskill, like just all these people. And it was just phenomenal. And it was, you'd see all the different teaching styles, but all of a sudden, say you can't make it to a workshop, which, you know, workshops can be pretty far. Just being able to hook up with some of your fellow DDP yoga members and let them take you through a workout, and they can see you, you know, if you got questions or you're struggling or something, they can help you through it. So it's another just phenomenal, cool thing about the program.
You've talked quite a bit about reaching milestones and growth, you know, in your, you know, public speaking, in your fitness, your health, just getting to certain places. Was there any moment that just made you stop and think like, wow, I can't believe I just pulled that off? You know, something that you did today that, you know, a year ago you couldn't even dream of doing.
I mean, I would literally say this call is something I wouldn't have done a year ago. I mean, definitely not two. But just things like that. I even like at work, if I go into a meeting and I lead a meeting and confidently, I'm not even like, I don't even need notes or anything like that. I can just talk, and I never could do that. You know, I would like when I was going to art school, I was doing good work, but I would like have a baseball cap on in case I broke out in a flop sweat and just would not want to talk about my work for more than like 2 seconds and just get on to the next person, you know, and I'm fortunate to work with some great public speakers and just see what they do. But that's just like an area where I can't believe how far it's come. And, you know, that's just one aspect of it. I mean, it goes across the board, all kinds of different things.
That surprises me because you messaged me today asking kind of where we were going with the questions. And I kind of I've felt that you were going to be, you know, you were a little bit nervous about coming on. You weren't a regular public speaker. So when you came on, when after you messaged me today, I expected you to be kind of, you know, uncomfortable and a little, you know, aloof. But I don't get that vibe of you at all. I would never have guessed that you would have had trouble with public speaking because you are very conversational and you can hold a conversation down. And that just to overcome that, not just to overcome it, but, you know, I would never have guessed you would have ever had an issue being on this show. So the fact that we've actually asked you to spend about 15 more minutes with us because we're enjoying it. So you obviously are doing something right, man.
Yeah, you're good at it.
Oh, thank you very much. It means a lot. A lot of times I just got to get out of my own way. And, you know, it's just a confidence issue. And, you know, even that's one area where I really give credit to my wife, Heather, that she's like, you don't know, like, people perceive you as this, or, you know, where I feel like I'm something completely different. But it's like, no, that's not how people look at you. You know, they see you as this, or that you're great at the program, or whatever it is. But I just got to believe it. And that's what it comes down to for all of us. You know, it's that moment where you start to believe it, where you can really make incredible strides. And there was one other point, too, if I could make real quick. You know, I was thinking a lot, I talk about with my students quite a bit, a lot of times, like, some of these goals that we set seem so overwhelming, and, you know, it just seems impossible, you know, especially if you're, like, really overweight, or you haven't exercised in forever, or you want to get a new job, you want to go to college, whatever it is. And the biggest thing I try to stress with people is that it's not about these big sweeping decisions in life. It's really about tiny choices. And it's about, like, just staying up a little bit later to do that extra homework paper, or, like, you're tired and you want to go to bed, but you're just going to pop in a DDP yoga DVD and do that workout. And over time, those tiny little choices, that's what builds up into these great things. So I wouldn't look at, you know, staring up at the mountaintop about how you're going to get up there. You just got to start putting one foot in front of the other, and eventually you can get there.
That's such a great point. And so many people, when they go into diet mentality and that kind of thing, it's, they have to go all in or not at all. I mean, there's either obsessive or completely the other direction and just falling off the wagon completely. When people don't realize that simple changes, you know, a lot of times when people go all into a program where it's all they think about, all they obsess about, all they can possibly even just put their mind on, it ends up, you know, hurting them in the long run, because it's that backlash when things don't go well for a week or something and you fall off completely. And that's such a great point, that just little small changes here and there can be so, so huge. And when people tell me, I get a lot of people message me, how many times a week should I do DDP yoga? You know, I want to do it 7 times a week, 3 times a day. And I'm like, listen, you know, that's not going to, you know, that's great that you're so empowered and inspired right now. But let me just tell you to ease into it, because you're going to be a lot more successful if you build to that instead of starting out, you know, hustling, taking on the world and then get burnt out on it, or then, you know, don't know how to react when things kind of take it worse, or take a sharp left turn or something.
I completely agree. Every workout program I've done in the past, you know, I would get into it intensely for a few months, but then I would start to dread them after a while, because I would feel like I had to make up for lost time, or I had to just, like, you know, just really just go overboard with it. And that's one of the beauty, wonderful things about this program, is that it's not too hard to where you dread it. And after you do it, you always feel better. And, you know, that's a bonus no matter what. You know, if I can just get myself on the mat, get the DVD in there, and just, you know, I might not feel like doing it at the time, but when I'm done, I'm, like, so glad I did.
Absolutely, man. And you mentioned something a little while back. Go ahead, Stacey.
No, that's a universal truth. Everyone feels better after. And I think a lot of us go through that, where we don't really feel like it, you know, but you just get there and do it anyway, and none of us ever regret it.
Right. And also, I would say that, you know, I still stumble along the way, but, and I beat myself up over it from time to time. I still have to battle negative self-talk, and I don't know that I'll ever be able to completely get rid of that, but now I tend to be a little bit easier on myself. And if I have a bad week, like, say, you know, I was having some back problems and went to physical therapy and stuff and put on some pounds and things like that. But even if I went a week and I only worked out one time or two times, that week sucked, and I would be kind of, like, mad at myself about it. But looking at the bigger picture, like how far I've come and, you know, the shape I'm in compared to what I used to be, I'm still so far ahead that if I just jump back up and have a good week next week, it's not even going to matter anymore. And I can't change it anyway, so it's just about what I'm going to do tomorrow. You talk about that negative stuff.
Oh, go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, Mike, real quick. The goal for me is, you know, I don't think it can be completely eradicated, but it doesn't have to run me. That's really the goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
You talk about that negative self-talk, and that's something we all do. We're all guilty of it. And you know what? I will sit here and talk to someone and lie directly to their face and tell them that I don't care what people think. I tell that to people all the time. I don't care what people think, when I care so goddamn much what people think. I'm always concerned about how people perceive me. And it really is. It's tough for me. And like Katie, she really tries to get me not to. But, you know, my weaknesses are the part of me that I feel that are the only thing people see in me. And one thing in particular that, you know, Katie says she doesn't even notice them. People don't even notice them. But if you look at my pictures on Facebook, and this is actually kind of me pulling down a wall, even telling you this, I lost 120 pounds and before, and I got down to 190 pounds at one point, and I still had love handles. It was one of those things that have always been a part of me. They were always the last thing to go. And as I lose weight and as I'm still trying to be healthy, I still have those. And it's to the point where it's the only thing I feel people see when they look at me is my love handles. So when I take a picture on Facebook, you look at my pictures, my hands are always on my side because I'm trying to cover them up. And that is the only part of me that I feel people see. But Katie, you know, my girlfriend Katie, doesn't even notice them when she sees me. And she says no one else notices them either when I see me. But it's all that perception of what you think people realize about you. It's your perception of what you think people see in you. You know, you probably thought that people think you're a terrible public speaker, or, you know, you couldn't do this right or couldn't do that right. Meanwhile, no one's even, you know, remotely even thinking that. It's all in your head of what people perceive you as.
Really, and it's a matter of just giving yourself a break. You know, and just even if you've got those faults, you know, which, you know, we've all got faults, but just not dwelling on them so much and just say, okay, well, I do have faults and it's kind of like a warts and all situation. I'm trying to get better, but that's just part of what makes me me and I'm trying to work on it. Not, you know, I do the same thing, Mike. Like I see a picture of me and I'm feeling pretty good and I just see it at a bad angle and I see like my tire and I'm just like, and it can just like take me right back down. And, but I'm just trying to battle through that and not let that, you know, completely change my mindset, you know, just got to give yourself a break.
Exactly. Too. And when I look at those pictures of my love handles and stuff, you know, I could be where I was. That's what I keep thinking to myself. You know, I pick apart the way I am now, but if I think, you know, I try to erase those, you know, negative thoughts in my mind and think of where I could be if I didn't take control of things and if I didn't make the effort to be somewhere. You know, it's a humbling experience. I could be the best shape of my life. I could be a model on the Calvin Klein magazine, and I'm sure I could still find reasons to get down on myself because it's human nature. We always want to fix things about ourselves. We always want to have what so-and-so has.
It is definitely, and I could, you know, tell you about stuff I'm not crazy about. However, you know, this really puts it in perspective. I bet you're never going to hear this at anyone's funeral. You're never going to hear anyone say, oh, my God, he had no love handles. You know, let's remember him for that. Because it doesn't matter in the long run. It matters how we treat other people, how we treat ourselves, and what we give the world in terms of our gifts, kindness, you know, uplifting. But when it's all said and done, those perfections mean nothing. I mean, it's good to have goals and to feel better and have more energy. But this whole idea of I've got to look a certain way, whose idea was that? You got to question the root of it sometimes too. And Brian's exactly right. Ease up on yourself.
Yeah, 100% correct. Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that, you know, that's where being able to chime in and help people on the forum or on the Facebook pages is another way to sort of work through that. You know, like I've had a lot of things I say is like, oh my God, I feel the exact same way. And here's the way I'm trying to work through that. Or, you know, just, and it's almost like therapeutic in a way to kind of talk through that stuff.
Absolutely. And we talked earlier about, you know, growing old gracefully and stuff like that. And I have an old friend that used to say to me, he said, you know what? I could eat healthy. I could eat vegetables and exercise all day long and eat as best as I can. And in about 50 years, I'll still be dead just like everyone else, which is true. I'll give him that. That is true. But I see my father right now, who just had his liver transplant and is battling diabetes and has aches and pains. And I see how unhappy and uncomfortable and I mean, how much pain he's in. And yeah, I'm going to be gone in 70, 60, maybe 50 years. And no one, you know, 200 years from now, no one will even know I existed. But this time I'm here. Why would I want to spend it in pain and in the hospital and, you know, unable to fend for myself? I may only be here for 100 years, but that 100 years, I'd rather be able to spend self-sufficient and happy and healthy and, you know, mobile and not spend it in misery being pricked by needles and insulin and all that stuff, bedbound for the rest of my life. In 50 years, I'll be dead, but I might as well spend my time here happy.
Exactly. Yeah, and you don't have to do it that way. You don't have to do it that way. We've got a great formula.
Yeah, and I think personally, you know, losing one parent at 47 and another at 67, you know, that's pretty, you know, scary and it's depressing and things like that. But I could just accept that my fate, I might die early, or I could try to take it as a challenge and I'm not going to go out without a fight, you know, and I'm going to do what I can to try to stick around for a little while because I've got kids and, you know, people that love me and stuff, and it's worth it.
Yeah, and you've got people who want to see more cartoons.
Yeah, there you go. I got to do some tribute to somebody who's still around for my next one.
And as soon as you succumb to that negativity of what's the point, you know, it gets to a dark place. It gets to a point where it zaps you of any hope or motivation to enjoy your time here. Part you have to stay away from. And, you know, I sometimes get in the mode of myself, well, in 200 years, no one will ever know I existed anyway, so does anything actually really matter? The world is billions of years old. In the grand scheme, is this 100 years of my life, is this chunk of life that I'm here for the 100 years in a scheme of billions even matter? But you can't think like that. And when I start to think about it, and I see the smile on Katie's face when I walk through the house, and I see the love my friends and family have for me, and I see the joy that I see on a daily basis and the goals that I reach on a daily basis, not just weight loss goals, but goals that make me happy and the joy that I get out of them, it really does matter. So you know what? You may be here for 100 years in a world that's billions of years old, but when you find purpose in your life, when you find goals and motivation and things to strive for, it truly is a life worth lived.
Yep, and even just the legacy you leave of all the people that you've helped out and had a positive impact on their lives, you know, I think that's really the lasting thing that can be carried on.
Absolutely, and it was a great talk with you, Brian, and I thank you so much for coming on. We had a great conversation with you today, and once again, I want to put over your website real quick for anyone who wants to check it out. There's some really cool art, brianduren.com. BryanDuren.com. Not Duran. That was a typo in the promo. Probably my fault. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for being here, man. And if you guys get a chance, head over to ddpyoga.com. There's an awesome, awesome painting by Brian on Dallas page. And also check out DDP's Twitter. And I'll put a link to it on my Facebook page as well. The recent prints he's done of Rowdy Roddy Piper. The late, great Roddy Piper. And Brian, it was a pleasure talking to you. I never would have guessed you had public speaking issues, but you are overcoming things day by day, and it's just something to be proud of, man, and we really appreciate you coming on DDP Radio.
Cool. It was really a pleasure for me, and I'm going to be kind of flying high for getting through it. Like, I didn't plug it that much that I was going to be on, and again, it was just hoping I didn't, like, crash and burn. So for the fact that it went well and you guys actually had me on the whole time, I'm feeling pretty good about it. So thank you very much.
Thanks
awesome,
for being
man.
Here.
And if your friend, And if you're friends of Brian and he didn't tell you about the show tonight, head over to ddpradio.com or find us on iTunes, and you can hear Brian kicking some ass over there if you didn't get a chance to hear the show. So do me a favor, plug it on your Facebook page, post DDP Radio.
Yep, I'll definitely do that. And if people feel free to friend me on Facebook, if you're fellow DDP yoga people, and I'm on Twitter as well at Brian Duren. So, yeah, I'd love to connect with more of you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. And thank you, Stacy, as always. And Robert, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
I didn't know if you got disconnected on your thing, because, you know, Robert probably went out for a beer and just comes back at like 5 minutes of. He's like, I'm back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's my weekly vacation.
Yeah, exactly, right?
No, he holds it together. He holds it together for us.
Yeah. Robert wouldn't, I mean, we wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for Robert. Robert's pushing all the buttons and making sure everything runs smoothly. And, you know, if you know Robert, and I'm not saying anything bad about anybody, but Robert is the most underappreciated person on the planet. He works so damn hard. And, you know, he keeps DDP Yoga together. He is the glue. He is the MVP of DDP Yoga. And you ask any of the people who work for the company, he really is an underutilized and underappreciated talent. But there's no way to appreciate all he does, because he really does so much. And before I give him a big head, I'm going to call him an asshole, just kind of even things out and make the world back to normal. But thank you, Robert, for all you do, for keeping this show running smoothly.
No problem. And just so everybody knows, I paid Mike to say that.
I didn't get the check, you cheap bastard.
It's in the mail.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you guys once again. We will be back with a brand new episode of DDP Radio at ddpradio.com next week. And as always, you can find archived episodes of DDP Radio, all of our past episodes, including episodes with Chris Jericho, Edge, Zack Ryder, Jake the Snake Roberts, Scott Hall, and all kinds of great, great guests we've had here on DDP Radio at ddpradio.com or available on iTunes. And Robert does a great job getting these archived shows up as soon as possible as well, so I'm sure this will be available on there soon as well. But until next week, Stacey Morris, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
And Stacey, real quick, do you have any upcoming appearances to plug before we head out?
No, not till September. I'm taking a little summer break. So once that starts up again, I'll let you know.
All right. Stacey just came off a string of appearances. And as always, check her out at StaceyMorris.com and grab her amazing book, StaceyMorrisCleanComfort.com on Amazon. She has hard copy and Kindle versions of that book. So definitely check her out as well. Thanks again to Brian Duren, BryanDurren.com. Check out his stuff. Check out his latest picture of Roddy Piper and his art, available at ddpyoga.com. For Robert McLaren, for Stacey Morris, my name is Mike Mullins. Until next week, keep owning your life and never, ever, ever, ever give up. See you guys.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.